Cove Rookies. I'm a little stammering a little bit here as normal, but probably worse because this moves fast, and I am not quite through my first cup of coffee. Got a whole bunch of names here. Sandpoint Lady Eagles, Bobby Juice, Dushkin, Alina Kucherov, Rosie Holmberg, Marina Larsson, Julia Johnson, Marissa... there we go. Donizetti, I can't pronounce that one. Pongillian, I guess, would be. Madison Thompson and Sylvana Morris.
Don Tezza.
That's it. Now, they're just getting about ready to jump up here. The Lady Eagles, and we have Mikayla McCollum, Nicole Walker, that's her middle name, and Nicole Wheeler. We got Candace Zaria Mack, Peyton Lee Kusikin, Kylie Ray Carver. And the jump is up, and we have the
rookies have control of the ball, and hits back to the top with Candace. Switches over there, number 21, Peyton Lee, and they're running him out. But we have a steal by Don Tezza this morning on the Lady Eagles. Shoots it over, and it's up and misses the board. So the quick start, and but no score yet.
Yeah, we have the King Cove's got the ball. They're coming back kind of slow across the line here by midcourt. Just not in any hurry. Going to set up a play, it looks like. And the pass is over to number 21, and it's up. It's up, and not quite. The Eagles still have the ball. And passing it back and forth a little bit. There we go. Still just trying to move the ball in, but getting a whole lot of defense from the Sandpoint Eagles. The ball's up, and it misses.
All right, we had a nice shot on the basket there by Candace. Hit the rim and bounced up, but we had a non-shooting foul called there on the Lady Eagles. We have side out back to the rookies. Candace is getting ready to throw it in. Good defense is set up. Pass over. Taking a shot off the backboard. Rebound goes back to the rookies. And we have number 20, Chanel, bringing it up to the top of the key and setting up the next offensive play. So we got to the rookies are in their traveling whites today. The Eagles are in their blue jerseys. Got a lot of room in the stands here, folks. It's morning, I know, but... stop by the coffee shop, get a cup of coffee, and finish it on the way because, you know, they won't allow any food or drink in the
Sandpoint's
courtroom there.
Got the ball, and they brought it back across the court. It was a little dead motion for a while, but Sandpoint's going back and forth with the ball here. Just, again, taking their time. Number 34 passes to number 32. A little slow on names. Again, I apologize, but that's the way this old man's mind does not work anymore. And it's taken away, and it's going all the way down by the rookies. Didn't quite make a shot. Looks like he was traveling. Here we go. Looks like Sandpoint.
Number 21, Peyton Lee, had a nice steal there off of one of the Eagles there. Took it up the coast, but couldn't quite get her feet planted before she went up for the shot and slid forward almost out of bounds. So side out, coming back to the Eagles, and Don Tezza is bringing us up the floor.
We still have a high-scoring game now. It's 0-0. Sandpoint Eagles just lost the ball to number 11 on the King Cove rookie side. She's bringing it down. She passes it over cross court, and the ball's up. Not quite. Just a miss, and it's out of bounds. It looks like King Cove's got the ball, yes.
Candace did a nice job bringing the ball up, calling off the defense, getting Gal set up there. She bounces it in, number 41 there.
Not quite.
Kaylee picks up the ball, makes a shot up over the rim, rebound goes, and the struggle goes to a jump ball with number 14, Shauna Nicole Wheeler, getting in the tangle there. So we got that coming in by the Eagles. We got a little timeout on the floor. We got one of them shoestrings we got to get retied.
This is some really good basketball, really good defensive basketball. These girls are really on each other. I don't know if they play man for man or zone defense. I haven't really quite analyzed that. It looks like more of a zone than anything else, but they're doing really well at it. Really, really well.
Yeah, the Eagles are coming down. Ball's into Madison, up over, hits the back rim, and no defender there, so picked up by the rookies. Looks like number 14, Shauna Nicole Wheeler, has picked it up, and they're bringing it back up the floor now. Nice and patient. You know, they had a big runaway game last night. It was like 47-8, I think, was the final score. So nice to see the teams just working it out and doing things properly. Well, I think they were too slow to get over the half-court line. And side out goes back over the Eagles.
Number 32's dribbling back and forth. Got some aggressive attack here by number 31 on
And number 21, Peyton Lee there.
That's it. But didn't quite get the ball. 34 still has it for the rookies, and it's up and no good. Out of bounds. Looks like, there we go. I can't see the number. My eyes are not working today. Number 24, the Eagles, is bringing it down court. A little quicker this time, so don't get the whistle blown, it looks like. Setting up a play, just looking to see an opportunity to pass the ball and, man, make a shot. Still not moving the ball much. There we go. It's going across to number 14. She's bringing the ball back across on the other side of the court. She passed it to number 20. 20 is up with it, and it's not quite in. The ball's jump ball. Looks like it's going to be a jump ball. Oh, yeah.
I tell you, Shauna Nicole, Wheeler, and Candace, they're all great defensive. They all go hustle after the ball. They got good hands, great grip, and nobody lets them out. And the rookies maintain control of the ball, but we had a little traveling on an off-balance play by Shauna Wheeler. Side out, going back to the Eagles, and Don Tezza and Bobby are bringing the ball up, working around the court, swinging over to the right side, now back across the top of the key, trying to find a line into the
bring
post,
in,
can't quite
in.
Get it, loses the handle on it, bounces back in, and now unfortunately goes back over to the rookies. So they had a spirited play, not quite as hard-driving as they were earlier last night. I don't know if it was the running out of all the energy or the great sleep on the floor in the gym here, but they're working diligently to come up here and make the score. So the rookies have the ball. Candace chooses cross-court to 21 there, Peyton Lee. Peyton Lee's back, but we have a steal underneath the basket on a bad throw.
Eagles are bringing it back. Number 32 is bringing it to Todd. Really a good, heads-up basketball on her part, but she can't get in towards the key. The defense for the rookies is just phenomenal. Phenomenal. It's airtight.
Yeah. Judy, Bobby Dushkin has the ball at the top, calling out plays, trying to get people moving around. The zone defense is good, and we have a ball on the floor and a scramble for it, and another jump ball situation. Looks like it's going to be side out to the Eagles this time. So we've got a little exchange going. Don Tez is going out, and for the Eagles, and number 23, Savannah Morris is coming in. We have a bounce over. There we go. We got a shot up in the air, and almost. We got iron, but no net.
I never heard that. I like that. Okay, here we go. We have King Cole bringing the ball across center court right now. And let's see what happens here. We're going to set this play up here. Rush right in or what? We don't know. It passes to number 21 over there. Back to number 14, top of the key. They're bringing it in a little bit. At the bottom of the hoop, she's up, and it's not quite in. That was number 41 for the King Cove rookies. Missed the shot, but it was a very well-executed play. Very well-executed play.
Well, one of the main things I see this morning versus last night is the rookies are working hard on getting those inside shots. They're not just settling for outside quick shoots. They're working hard on their sets and releases, and they're really playing good defense, just like there. We saw number 45, Laney, bringing up the top of the key, and on a pass, the rookies picked it up, and they're back now, driving in towards the basket, setting up there with number 21. Peyton Lee has got the ball over to the corner and over the air, over the rim, but picked up again by the rookies, coming off towards the top. We've got number 20 there with the ball. Chanel Newman is working it to the top, working hard. The defense there, the Eagles, got a nice zone defense. Candace has the ball. She fakes up, fence back, over to... Oh, and off the rim again, rebound up back to the Eagles, and the Lady Eagles are bringing up the floor there. So, there we have a nice thing. Julia Johnson has the ball at top, in a little trouble there. Passes over there to Bobby Dushkin. Dushkin has it on the left side of the key. Picked back up, and we have number 45, Laney, is working the ball. Coming around the top of the key, got a nice pick there. Oh, and a steal.
Picked off, right?
Great
here.
Steal. Down around coast to coast, and we got a little interference going on here.
Well, that was quite the fast break. I think she was going to be on it there with that layup, it looked like.
Yeah, but Julia Johnson there for the Eagles was running step-to-step with her, and so we've got things coming on board. You know, not as much foul trouble as they had last night. We've had two fouls so far by the Eagles, none by the rookies, and we're down to 2 minutes to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, boy, that was close. I think it was number 41, number 14 for the rookies. Put one up and got some iron on that one, went straight up in the air, and then back down without going through the hoop.
Lots of action off the board and off the rim, but I don't know. Maybe somebody came along last night with some real fine mending twine and tied up those nets there.
It's the poltergeist. The poltergeist is what's said. There we go. They had a loose ball for a little bit, but Sandpoint's got it, and they just lost it to King Cove. Number 11's bringing it down. She's slowing down. I got a whistle blown. I don't know what exactly happened. We'll find out here.
Oh, it looks like we had somebody didn't open up and give her the lane. She was working right on the edge there, and they kind of bumped her out of bounds. So foul goes against the Eagles, and now Candace has pitched it in, and we got number Chanel Newman there is bringing the ball up, working everything. Looks like the Eagles are set up in a 2-3 zone defense. Nice slap away from the ball, a good steal, but in trouble again. I tell you, there's a lot of scramble for that ball, though. Julia Johnson is giving up a lot of size and age there to some of these older rookie players.
Well, the way they are attacking the ball here, as far as just being on it, I'd hate to be with these ladies when playing football when someone fumbles. It would be quite the pile. They're fighting hard to get the ball, keep possession. Here we go. It's moving around a little bit. Looks like the Sandpoint Eagles might have knocked the ball off out of bounds. Let's see. It was King Cove, I guess, that did it. Sandpoint's coming up with the ball. Being passed in. Whoops. Knocked out again by the King Cove rookies.
Lots of good hustle down there.
Real hustle. It's so
Lots
fast.
Of good
hard
defense
to call.
Going on down here. Like Bob Dushin's going to get the ball coming in again for the Lady Eagles. Bounces down, one bounce up, and just missed the rim, and it's back over to the rookies. Looks like Chanel Wheeler and Candace are bringing up the ball.
Yeah, they're playing some pretty heads-up basketball here. Just staying at the top of the key and trying to set up a play. It's each other coaching is very, very adept. Coaches are very good at this. It's obvious by that. The way the team members are playing.
Oh, they had such a good work in towards the key there, coming on up, but unfortunately, one of the rookies had a little travel going on there, so we're still down. We're now underneath a minute in the first quarter, and the score is still tied, 0-0. Laney's bringing up the ball, got in a little trouble, doesn't know where to pass out, looking for some help. Finally, she's going to get it over there.
Oh,
misses the bounce pass. All right, we may get a chance to score here.
Oh,
running up, but we got another foul there. Coming in, they're working hard on keeping going step for step, but you got to give them room. You can't block off. So that was a shooting foul. So we may have a score here. 35 seconds, and we've got.
That was a good fast break too. By the way, she just missed the play and was fouled. So now that's why she's shooting. But it was really some good heads up by basketball. Fast.
Looks like Peyton Lee has got one more shot here.
I'm telling you,
net is frozen, folks. That one was in around the rim and just would not fall through the net. We had an errant pass by Madison, back over to Candace. Candace picks up, back to Candace, up and into the air, off the rim, and we got to draw another shooting foul. All that in less than 10 seconds. Hope you had your coffee before you come down today. Big Wave Dave and I, we're working on it, but we're not getting there. So Candace is at the line. She's getting ready for one or two free throws. We're still tied at 0-0. We're 21 seconds left to go in the game. First one is up and off the front of the rim. They're just not quite relaxed and settled down, but they're all working hard together. All right, here we go. Candace got the ball, getting the feel for it. Got the floor going.
That's
nice setting up and a great swish, and we now have points on the board, folks. Ah. Thank you. Maybe we better dial in again.
Whoa.
Did you touch anything up here? I didn't touch anything up here. So.
What did we touch?
Let's see if we go ahead and hang up and dial in again.
Hang on. Can you hear me okay now? Can you hear this? Can you hear me now? We got a break right now. We got two. It went to the end of the first quarter. Score one to zip. Hello, can you hear? Yeah, I got a break right now. We are at the end of the first quarter. The score by the guests, the King Cove rookies, are one, and Sandpoint is at zero. We've had some really heads up basketball, especially on the defensive side. Both teams are playing. A zone defense, and they're really adept at it. Like I said earlier, I hate to be playing football with these ladies and someone have a fumble because they get to the ball first. They are. That's a visual here. I mean, that's how they are on that basketball. They want possession. Whichever member of each team is dead on it. And I understand we're having some technical difficulties from KSDP Radio. Probably from our end over here, we don't know exactly what's going on. But as far as the electronics here, it looks like everything's in order. Levels seem to be up. So, well, just keep going. I hope we can bring in the rest of the game.
Well, there goes the buzzer. Looks like the end of the period's over. I see we're reading all four reds on everything, so hopefully we're going to catch on here. Well, we're starting the second quarter, and it's kind of interesting, folks. The scoreboard reads zero for home, one for the guest, but the fouls are five for home and two for the guest. So right now we have a higher scoring, higher numbers on our foul line than on the points. But we have side in by the rookies, and number 11, Rosie Holmberg is back in the lineup today, working gently. She had an injury laying over from volleyball and not working, but we had a nice nice exchange there. Unfortunately, it was lost in the transition, and the rookies have it coming back up. Number 20 there, Chanel Newman is working around, back over to Candace finally, and up off the backboard, hits the rim again and comes down, and Rosie brings the ball up the court, loses handle, keeps it along the line, but we have a travel just at the very end, so switches back over to the rookies.
Yeah, it looks like number 11 is going to throw it in, and King Cove, the rookies are bringing the ball down, and just across center court right now, again, their usual, set of a play, that's number 20 that has the ball for the rookies. He's passing it back to number 11, and something happened here.
We had a traveling call there.
Traveling call.
Of course, Candace is going, I don't think so, but, you know, she knows better. She's not going to argue with that ref yet. A nice referee going today by Luke and George here in town. And Don Teza was working up, and, oh, boy, I don't know if they're going to count that. I think they blew the whistle before she shot, but finally I saw a ball go through the basket.
Yeah, it's a low-scoring game. They should give it to her anyway.
Yeah, not going to happen.
But I know. Here we go. 34 is just tried to pass it in, and bounce right back out. Here we go. Trying it again. 34 pass it into. Boy, this King Cove, the rookie, will not let the ball come in. Every time it tries to be passed in, there we go. Over the head of King Cove to another King Cove. Down it goes, and that is number 20. Whistle's blown.
Yeah, we got another foul on the Eagles. And so anyway, rookie's going to prop it in there right at the midcourt. Looks like she's going to pass it back in there to Chanel Newman, and they're already set up. The Eagles are set up in their 2-3 zone defense. And here we go. We're back underway.
Number 20 has it for the rookies. And again, it's waiting to set up a good play here. They just kind of sit, it's really kind of fun to watch. Now, here they go. 41 passes it in. Back to 41. She's up at the bat with the ball. Doesn't quite even get close to the basket, but it was a good shot anyway, nonetheless. A lot of defenders around her. Like I was saying, they slow, just kind of look for the time to go, then explode, man. All the team members move, then the ball gets passed around, and someone tries to make a basket. It's a really good offense. It's just, they're not very effective on getting the ball in the hoop. Buzzer was blown. And let's see what the deal is. Okay, we got a free throw here.
Yeah, they should have done a side out on that. They should have had a one-on-one shooting foul because we're starting to get up high on the rookies. So the Eagles have seven fouls, so they've moved over that. She misses the first shot, and its rebound is picked up by Don Teza, who runs up against Candace. She's got a great block going. Don Teza able to skip around that. It's over on the left side of the key, trying to find some action. Gives it over to Rosie Holmberg there. Working off the top. Rosie's getting way over the top, but she quite misses Bobby Dushkin back over. And here we go, and believe it, the rookies.
The ball just won't go in. They got it from the Eagles. King Cove did, brought it around all the way down to the court. Fast break, went all the way around the top of the hoop. Didn't quite go in. I think that was number 41 for the rookies.
Yeah,
14.
Yeah, it's number 14, Shauna Cole Wheeler, and she's at the free throw line now, and the first one is up and hits the back of the rim, bounces out. I'm telling you, there's something not working well for the rookies tonight, or this morning, because they were definitely sinking all those shots yesterday.
Yeah, Wheeler's the biggest player for the rookies. I think the biggest player on the court today. She stands at 5'11". She towers over many of the players. She's up again, and it went in. Swish. So we have three for the guest of King Cove, and zero for one. I mean,
two.
So that was
good,
one
good
shot. Once you only get one on a free throw, Dave. Duh. He goes take a shot and miss, and the rookies are bringing it back down.
Shannon Nicole passes it back over there to Chanel Newman, and Chanel's got it and bringing it up the floor, and she's running point guard. We've got the offensive setup, defensive setup in a 2-3 zone. It's back over to Miss Wheeler, and she's up and off the glass, and it's picked up again by Bobby Dushkin, who's working hard to bring the Eagles back up the court and get a score.
Yeah, they're coming and bringing it down all right. Again, the score is 2-0 in the favor of King Cove, just to erase any confusion. Oh, it was an attempted shot by Sandpoint Eagles, and it was deflected by number 41 from King Cove, and a foul was called.
Yeah, we got a shooting foul, so Bobby Dushkin's going to the line for an opportunity for two. We'll see if she can bring this score back to a tight game. She's got the ball. It's up. It's set.
Oh.
Hits the front of the rim and rolls to the backboard, but doesn't quite go in. We have another opportunity coming here. Here we go. Bobby's got it. Gets a feel for the ball. She sets. Up and off the back of the rim this time. It bounces out, and Sean and Nicole Wheeler picks up the ball, and Candace picks up the trail and brings it back across half court. Now they're setting up again for the offensive run. They're working hard. They got the bounce over. Candace is back over. Candace has the ball back in the center, up off the front of the rim, doesn't get it, grabs her own rebound, puts it back up, and it rolls off the front of the rim, picked up again, and bounced back right back to Candace. I tell you, she's all over that court this morning, as usual. I think those days on the back deck of her dad's boat as a gill netter has taught her how to keep those legs moving and keep her sense of balance. Back up, over the top, and she's got an
it goes in.
Great hustle by Candace, Matt. And now we have 2 points for Candace. 4 points for the rookies and zero for the Eagles.
That's it. Now they got, looks like Sam.
Don Pezza is bringing it up.
Bringing it up across
nice
the
Nice pick by Bobby. Bounce pass into Laney. Picked up, rolled up in the air. Back over the corner, down on the floor. I tell you, it's almost like the rookie. Best out there watching this roll around the floor. But Candace Mack's not wasting any time with accolades. She's got the ball coming back up. And shot on the basket, goes across the rim. Back come the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles are bringing the ball down with number 32. Looks like Dushkin's bringing it down. And let me see. Well, yeah, passing in number 34. She's shooting across the court. Doesn't quite make it. Across the key, I should say. Number 11 for the rookies is bringing the ball back onto the rookie side here of the court. And slowing down, looking for someone to pass to. To number 20, back to number 11, and to no avail. Another shot goes up, another miss, another shot goes up, and it's in. And who was that for?
Yeah, that was number 14, Shana Nicole Wheeler. She worked hard. She had three putbacks on her own first shot and finally got the last one to go. So the there for the rookies. It's a pleasant morning here in Sandpoint. Hope you're enjoying yours. Still have time. We got a whole other second. The rest. Great steal by number 41. Up and over, great lay-in. Way to go. Over. Nice job. Good hustle on the defensive end. Took it all the way back and put it in. Got a timeout on the court. And looks like we'll have a substitution. Of course, the score is heating up again. We're now with Eagles.
I'm having a few technical problems with my mic. It's kind of humorous. I cut in and cut out, but it's okay. I really don't need it. Right. That's what I meant, my headset, not my mic. But it seems to be working okay now. Again, we have scores 10-0, and that's ahead by King Cove. And it's, again, it's pretty good basketball today. I'm really impressed by the obvious coaching skills involved in getting these ladies to play such good zone defense and some good offensive plays that they do execute, but the ball just does not want to go in this morning. There's not once Pastor's starting to throw things around up here. I think he's upset. I don't know why.
Yeah, only because I just don't have a clue of what I'm doing. That's mainly what I'm upset about, but that's pretty normal. Yeah, we got Coach Paul Barker over there for the rookies. It's his first year coaching here. He's the sixth grade teacher in King Cove, doing a fine job, and looks like we had a little misstep. Somebody forgot to come on the court. The Eagles were going to try to win with only four players, but they're out full full slate of players out there right now. And we got Laney bringing the ball up, stops and passes it over, gets tied up there by number 35, who has come in, Michaela McCollum, kind of tied her up and a little tussle there with the hands. We got side out over here to the Eagles, so we got Bobby Dushkin looking for some help to bring it in, and Candace has quick feet, but hits that ball, and it goes out of bounds again, so she's coming again. Nice hustle. Got it back over to number 55, which is Madison has the ball. Looks, takes a shoot, gets to the back of the rim, doesn't quit it. Bobby Dushkin chases it down. Great hustle, and we keep the ball on the Eagles' side. She makes a shot cross court, but Laney couldn't quite get her hands on it. Rolled off the top, and it's picked up by the rookies, and they're coming down the court, and now we are back over the half, and we got Miss Newman there. Shauna was got the run, and she's working it hard. Back to Candace, who's looking for where to put it, and she gets across court. Back over number 23. Back to Candace. Oh, tough challenge there, but I tell you what, Shauna Nicole Wheeler has put that ball right through two defenders who pinched her off. They weren't quite set, so they were moving along. She's got the shot off, didn't quite go in, but she's going to get an opportunity for two at the free throw line.
Like two, and again, the score is still 10 zip here. And a little stall in the game here. Here she goes. She's dribbling the ball, number 14, waiting to bring it in. Okay, and not quite. Went in and out. Bounces around the inside of the rim, and that's about the way. It's kind of par for the course the way it is today. Bouncing the ball, getting ready to shoot. And still there. She's aiming up, and it's not quite in. Got some glass, but that's about it. Sandpoint's got the ball, number 23 to number 32. Dushkin's bringing it down. Across. Oh, man, the ball was passed across, but picked up by number 11 from the rookies. She's passing to the number 20. They're not quite to half court as of yet. Now they're just passing half court. Now they'll set up the play. This is the usual style here. Waiting to explode. There she goes. She's moving around the left side of the court. Passes to number 14, and number 41's up with it, misses, and another shot is up, and it was missed. I think that was number, well, I wish I could see. Anyway.
Bobby Dushkin had a nice, had the rebound from the defensive end, picked it up, got through the dribble, came down the lane, had a nice shot right off the rim. Unfortunately, it didn't roll the right way. Boy, and Bobby Dushkin is, excuse me, that was not Bobby there, but the last one was number 23, Savannah, was had a big job. She was trying to redirect Candace. And, of course, Savannah's an eighth grader and Candace is a senior, so lots of different experience on the floor. But in the process, Savannah fouled Candace, and she's at the free throw line now. She's
yeah,
got
she's
the ball.
Not quite. As far as the Sandpoint team, Dushkin's playing some pretty fast basketball here. She's the one that usually brings the ball down the court. Number 11's up with a free throw again for King Cove, and it's up and not quite in again. Again, that Poltergeist is in the basket with his hand up in the air, pushing all the balls out. That's all I can say.
Great hustle there by Shauna Wheeler off the rebound side. Unfortunately, she couldn't quite get a handle on it, and it rolled out of bounds. So the Eagles bring it back up, and we had Laney bringing the ball up, and it's tapped out of bounds by Shauna Wheeler, and looks like we have some substitutions coming in for the Eagles. 21 is back on the floor, as well as number 35. Of course, 21 walks in, and that's, Peyton Lee, and the first thing she does is have a steal. So that's what happens when you sit on the bench. You get rested a minute, you come back in and start performing. Bobby Dushkin has the ball, and working back up just across midcourt. She's got a short pick. Back to Madison, back to Laney, back to the top.
Yeah,
and we got a bucket by Laney. Kuchinoff, great job.
That was a switch.
Yeah, that was a sweet basket. Just a quick pass the ball around. She had a nice pick about 10 feet off. Nice up and in, and now we have a score of 2-10.
Yeah, we got some heads-up ball here going, bringing the ball. Just setting up a good play for King Cove, and it's Sandpoint has the ball for some reason.
That was a travel by Peyton Lee there.
Here we go. Now 45 for the Eagles is bringing it down. Passing the ball to Dushkin, number 32. She's going across the court, back to the other side of the court. And she's going to pass to number 45. 45 is bringing it around. And another.
And we had a reach in foul by number 41 there, Kaylee Ray Calver. And she was reaching in. And So it's not going to be a shooting foul. So Laney's got the ball. She passed it over. Wow, was some great hustle by Julia Johnson. She had the ball, had some great defense, too tight on her, so she just bounced it off the rookie and put it back out of bounds, gave a little more space here. So Laney's got the ball. She gets it in back over to Slavana. Slavana gets it, and they lose the ball underneath, and back up come the rookies.
Yeah, Wheeler came up with it, and she passed it over to number 21, it looks like, for the rookies. And the shot was up, and it's...
All right, another replacement. Nice working down the post. Feed by Candace. Great assist there. We got number 33 for the rookies. That's Cameron. Nice post up there, and she got the ball.
Scores 12-2 now, 12-2.
Like we had a little reach-in foul on number 20 for the rookies, Chanel Newman, and he got a little bit more of the player than the ball. And like I said, we finally have a score that's ahead of the foul shots. We now have a score of 12-2, and Bobby Dushkin's going to the line one-on-one.
Oh,
hits the back of the rim, picked up on the rebound by Candace. Our foul level, though, is we're at... 10-7 on the fouls, and we have an up and an in and off the rim, and it's back in, and we're down to the final 22 seconds to play, and Bobby Dushkin's bringing the ball up. Let's see if she can make one more run at the hoop there. Hope she's paying attention to the time. Got a little pick. Dushkin is up off the three-point line, doesn't quite get a rebound. Back to the rookies, back over to Candace. And I tell you, Slavana Morris is working hard on the reach-in, trying to block that, but picked up the next foul.
They're down to the last 10 seconds here in the first half, it looks like. And let me see exactly what's going on. They're lined up on the free throw line, number 11, for the rookies. And bouncing the ball, getting all ready. She's up, and the ball's in the air. Not quite.
Oh, off the back rim, but she's got the dexterity to limber it up here. She's got a feel for the ball. Candace has the ball. She sets, and it's up, and right off the front rim and rolls in. Great. We now have a score of 13-2 in favor of the rookies. The Eagles bring it up. Down to final 7 seconds to go. Back over to Laney. Laney makes a long push out of the three-point range. Hits the back rim. Doesn't quite make it. Push back up by the rookies. Shot at the last second. Nothing goes in. And we are at the end of the first half, ladies and gentlemen, with a score. The Sandpoint Eagles 2.
Yeah,
King Cove rookies 13.
It's been a lot of fun watching this game. It's a little hard to call sometimes. My mind goes a little slow normally. I always make the joke that I'm old. I'm just, I don't know what it is. It's great fun, though, I'll tell you. It really is. It's really something to see these gals play as a team so well, and that's on both sides. Let's take it back to Virgil and play some music for you at KSDP. We have 9 minutes and about 40 seconds left until... the beginning of the third quarter.
All righty, Dave. This is Virgil. I'm over at the KSDP Mothership, and I'll take you over to Q for just a second. Let me get some music started, and we'll take you off air, but don't hang up the phone, okay?
You got it, Virgil.
You're live, Dave. Back
here we go.
To you.
We're live now. I'm just going to tell Virgil what's going on here. The whistle's blown. We got the teams just starting to come out on the court here. And see some more heads-up basketball here this next half. Again, some really good defense on both teams, both playing zone very effectively. Okay, we're waiting for...
we're going to have a side in, but either. Score is still the Sandpoint Eagles at 2 and the King Cove rookies at 13, and we're underway. Candace Bergen has the ball at the top of the key. Passes it back over. She's got it back. They're playing a lot of good keep away here, just moving the ball. Eagles have their hands up in defensive posture. They've got that 2-3 zone working. We just got the ball swinging back and forth around the top of the key. And now we got the ball on deck. Back over to number 20, Chanel Newman. Back over to Chanel. Back over to Candace. I tell you, if we don't get something breaking here, we're going to get tired watching a ball bounce. Here we go.
Yeah, it looks like they're still just passing back and forth, taking it real slow, King Cove is. Really, really slow basketball. There we go. Now, number 20 has it for King Cove. Back to number 11. And what's going to happen here? I'm yawning. Back to 20. And, 21 back to 20. 20's up with it, and it's in.
Nice. Finally, got a three-point bucket there from number 20, Chanel. Ball comes back up. There. A little trouble, and ball goes back to the rookie. Coming down, looks like Miss Newman there is going to do the honors and bring the ball forward here.
They get it down kind of slow. They're pass over number 11. Again, they're not in any hurry here. They're playing a different kind of basketball this time. Number 14 has it for King Cove now. She passes number 21 back to number 11. And just staying there with the ball, waiting to do something. Back to 41 at the top of the key. She's up and not quite in. 21 got the rebound for King Cove. Back to number 11. 14, Shana Wheeler's bringing it in. Not quite. She's up and no good. And it looks like King Cove still has the ball. A lot of shooting, but nothing's really going in. Okay, the ball came in. Number 20 has it for King Cove. Shana Wheeler ended up with it. Took a shot, a hook shot, and missed. Now, Sandpoint Eagles are bringing it down at number 34 and passes it in to number 32. That's Dushkin's up. Oh, it's all got some really good metal, but not quite in. Dushkin's bringing it around the top of the key. She passes it over to number 5. Just about got away from her. 55 has it for Sandpoint and went up and over. 30-32 has it. Now, King Cove has the ball at number 11. She's bringing it down. Just taking her time.
A great hustle on that.
Yeah, very, very good hustle.
By the Eagles, I said rookies because there's a lot of eighth graders on the floor, and they're kind of getting up here and getting excited and playing hard ball. And shot taken by Candace. Looks like she was fouled by Madison on the way to the rim. Looks like Candace Mackle is setting up and is going to get it. And it's up off the back of the rim, bounces forward. Nice, easy touch, but didn't quite make it in the hole.
It's kind of amusing. We got eighth graders playing. When I was in high school, you had to be a 10th, 11th, or 12th. Some high schools are 9th, 10th, 11th. We've all been back down to eighth grade in here. It gives people a good chance to play. They're scoring right now 16-2, and that's in King Cove. They got the last free throw shot while I was babbling away at you. Okay, Sandpoint Eagles got the ball. Number 45 passes to number 32. That's Bobby Dushkin. She passes it back to 45. 45's up with it. Not quite. And it looks like it's out of bounds. Looks like King Cove's going to have the ball. Number 11's going to pass it to number 20. And again, they're taking the ball down. Just nice. Taking their time at it. Looking to set up a play. And we'll see what happens here. It's passed back to number 11. And she's bringing up the top of the key. Nope, she passes it back over to number 14. Shana Wheeler passes it to 11. 11's up with it, and it's not quite in. It was in and out. And Sandpoint Eagles are coming down with it. I mean, the whistle was blown. Got a player down. There we go. Just looks like she tripped. That was number 41 for the rookies. It's like,
Bobby Dushkin.
There we go.
They're running interference, and she kind of just stepped too hard.
That's
Miss Wheeler.
What? That was right in her face. That was right
picked
in her face.
Up, yeah, picked back up by.
Oh, that was close.
Next, she shoots it ahead.
Set up. Oh, but for a fast break. That was one heck of a play. It was a long pass all the way down to the end of the court, and she was up and in with it.
Hey, Dave, check Scott's microphone.
Has a three-point long range from the left side of the top of the.
Yeah, we got some better shooting this half. At least the way it's starting out, their accuracy is getting a little bit better. The ball, when it goes in, it's starting to go swish right in. Okay, ball's loose. King Cove lost it and got it back again. Number 11 went back to number 41. 41's up on it. Didn't quite make it. Number 34 is on the ground for the Eagles. Looks like she
We had it. Number 14, Shauna Wheeler, I think. Number 34, Don Teza. And that shoulder kind of caught her right in the. know, but great hustle going all, and we got down for each side. Looks like a little tension being taken care of the players and on the floor. But you're right, Dave. A lot of good hustle there. Some good exchanges back and forth. Yeah, there's no give up by either team, and that's exciting to see. And the ball is starting to fall on that three-range perimeter. But, you know, they're a little frustration starting to pick up, though. You know, the rookies are certainly much more frequently than it has been today. And so you can kind of see they're getting a little frustrated. Of course, always happens when you're traveling on the road and away from home and bed. You don't quite rest as well at night, but they're coming along. And nice to see the Eagles, as young as their team is, they've really worked hard at maintaining composure and accepting mistakes when they make them and working hard to correct them. We got both teams coming back onto the floor. Looks like we still have a rookie over there who's maybe gotten a bloody nose or something. I see Hershey. They're still tending to that with Coach Paul over there. So let's see if I can pick up who the substitution was. So it looks like we got 33 is on the floor, which would be Cameron Samuelson, as well as Candace Mack, and number 20 there, Chanel Newman.
Here we have some active basketball going right now. Number 20 has a number back to 11 for the rookies. And the ball is passed to number 21. And
She had an open line. I could see the wheels moving. She had an open line to the basket and wanted to get going.
That was it. Now the Eagles have the ball. They're bringing it down down court. Just about halfway point. Just crossing the half point.
Number five, Julia Johnson, is bringing the ball up. Looks like Dantes is taking a little breather out there on the floor. Lost the ball to Candace Mack, who saves it and puts it back in on the floor.
Yeah, number 14, Wheeler just passed it over to number 20 for King Cove. 20's up with it, and up, didn't quite make it in, out of bounds. And looks like Sandpoint Eagles are going to have the ball.
Looks like Laney's going to pitch it in there to Julia Johnson. Julia's going to bring it up the floor. And looks like Julia's one of the handful of 10th graders to get out there, and she gets it back over to Laney. Laney is working around the right side of the key, gets it tipped out of bounds. Unfortunately for the rookies, they were the last ones to touch it, so it's going to be side out for the Eagles. So for the Eagles on the floor right now, we have both Bobby Dushkin and Don Tether sitting on the bench taking little breathers, and we got Marissa is in. She passes the ball to Laney, loses the handle on it, picked up there by Sean O'Beeler, brings it back over cross court to Newman, back up, misses the rim. Comes back down again, gets it out to Candace, and she's going to slow it down, reset it. Shauna's screaming for the ball on the inside because she got such a great height advantage. Up she has the ball, and a little foul by number 55.
That was a pretty heads-up basketball right there. That
yes,
was,
Madison saw where the ball was going, and she was going to sacrifice the foul to make sure they didn't get an easy shot. So we got Shauna Wheeler going to the line for a two-point try.
Bouncing the ball, getting ready, loosening up. In the backwards, she's up with it. It's in the air, and not quite. Got glass and some metal both. And it looks like we got a substitution. 15 came in for 45 for Sandpoint. Shauna Wheeler's getting ready to take her second free throw. Bouncing the ball, set. It's up, and not quite in. Okay, we have. Like we have another free throw here. 14, Shauna Wheeler getting ready to go up for third free throw. Bouncing the ball. And it's up in the air. It's good. So we have, it should be 19 for King Cove and 4 for Sandpoint.
Madison's bringing the ball up. She's got it over there for the Eagles. She stops, passes up over the top. She's got a little traveling going on, though. Madison's going to have to start working hard on that ball handling. You've got to plant those feet or get rid of the ball before you travel. Back over to the rookies. Candace has the ball, picks it up, long pass up over the top to Shauna Wheeler, and she has an easy two-point layup.
Yeah, nobody in the way, just right in. 21-4 is the score right now.
That's a great way to play air ball. Keep that points rolling up the hill.
Number five is bringing it back for Sandpoint. It's stolen by, it looks like, Shauna Wheeler. Bringing it all the way down.
Oh, great So by Julia Johnson.
Oh,
he
was back and forth. No, oh, boy, that was number 10 or the 20. Was that 20 for the rookies? Put one up and made it, so it's 23-4. That was some pretty tough basketball right there. We had number 55 for the Eagles was on the ground. I think she's going to go in for a while. And number 14 is coming out for
Madison, and her own player, Julia, collided going for the rebound, and Madison got the bad end of that deal. But
she got the real bad end of that one.
She's going to sit down and take a break, and Marissa comes out for a moment. So we got
Eagles
John
Tedza
back on.
Yeah, number 5's got it for the Eagles. She's passing over to number 34. She's bringing it in. She's getting ready to shoot. She shoots not quite. Okay, they're fighting for the ball. Looks like King Cole has it. They're bringing it down. A long pass, number 21. She's up, and it's in.
Again, unfortunately, no counting because she was traveling with the ball.
So no score. And it looks like Sandpoint's bringing the ball back, number 34, across center court. Bring it up top of the key. She's up, and it's in. Just brings the ball down, looks around, and shoots it herself. Does not even bother to pass it. She had it lined up, and it was right in. It's 6%, point 23 for the rookies of King Cove. Now we have number 20. Is passing over to number 11 for King Cove. And she's looking for a play. Shauna Wheeler's coming across court. Passes it to Wheeler right at the head of the key. Back to number 20. And up by number 11, not quite in, and, oh, boy, she got her own rebound. She made the shot, but the whistle was called first. I'm not sure exactly what it was. It looks like she was,
It looks like they're going to give her that. We're going to give her the shot, and she's getting a two-point.
That's it. She got fouled while she in the act of shooting. That'll do it. She's got 2 points here, number 11. Up and not quite in. It looks like I had one shot.
One and one on that. It was a foul after the shot, but they counted the shot and then the foul, and Laney's got the ball, bringing it up back over to Don Tedza. Defense missed, but we have a travel by Don Tedza with such a quick exchange.
A little bit of traveling going on. A little bit of traveling this quarter. Just like two in a row here. It was in 3 minutes. And looks like King Cove's got the ball, number 20. Pass it over to number 21 and back to 11. And she's bringing in a little bit. Passes it to Wheeler at the middle of the key to 34. She shoots and it misses. Number 11 takes it, shoots and misses. That's the end of the third quarter. Score is 25 for King Cove and 7 for Sandpoint.
Well, certainly some great athletic hustle on that quarter there, Dave. Nice to see. I mean, sorry to see people getting bumped and bruised out there, but it is a physical sport, even though it's not supposed to be contact. It happens at time to time. Of course, we saw players hitting their own players, and then great hustle going for the ball. And last night, we saw a lot of that hustle on the floor as loose balls. People were just down on the ground scrambling for it, and today they're up in the air scrambling for it. You get a little more bodily contact going here, but they're sorting it out. Things are happening along here. I must say, it was a cleaner quarter. At the end of the third quarter here, we only have 4 fouls for the home team and 0 for the guests. So they're definitely playing cleaner as far as the fouls are concerned.
They're playing tougher. They're playing a little bit tougher this time, too, I think. I mean, the first half was pretty tough, but they're really moving this half. There's just no two ways about it. And, again, the zone defense on both sides is very, very effective. Nice to see such a young team for Sandpoint because they're going to be around a while and they're going to get better as the next couple of years go on. Looks like King Cove's got the ball. Number 32 is going to pass it over to number 14. That's Shauna Wheeler. She's just taking her time with it, waiting to do something. Passes it over back to 21, back to 11. That's it, 14, 11. And 11 to 14, Shauna Wheeler is 14, and 21 is up with it, and it's a swish. So it'll be 27-7, the score right now for King Cove. They are ahead. Number 34, that is. I'm sorry for the Eagles, has the ball. Tries to get in with it, and is blocked by some really aggressive defense, and King Cove steals the ball. Number 11 for King Cove. Looks like the spark plug for this quarter and last quarter. She's bringing the thing in, taking her time. King Cove, again, has the ball. She passes it over to number 15, to number 33, and back to Shauna Wheeler, number 14.
and passes it back to 11. Got some pretty tough defense here from the Eagles. And the ball was up. It wasn't any good. King Cove comes up with it to Shauna Wheeler, and she missed the pass. Touched the ball, so it's out of bounds, and Sand Point Eagles should have it.
It was almost in hockey. That would have been icing the puck, Dave. But that ball went all the way down. They couldn't quite catch up to it. It was just an errant pass. Went off of somebody's hands. Picked up and brought in by Laney there. Up towards the basket. Didn't quite hit the rim, but got the backboard. And the Eagles gave up the ball. The rookies are bringing it back down. And you're right. Candace Mack has been all over the court. She works great on the defensive end. Great at setting up the ball. And we've got a little reach-in foul by Bobby Dushkin there. Not a shooting foul, and we got a timeout on the floor, looks like. No, maybe just a substitution coming in there. Looks like Bobby Dushkin has fouled out early in this game. Halfway, just starting of the fourth quarter, we got 6 minutes left, and Bobby Dushkin is off the court. That's going to really hurt that defense and ball handling, so we're going to have to watch the younger players of the Eagles work hard on their handling skills the rest of this game.
Yeah, that's a fact. Bobby looked really good in this basketball game. King Cole's got the ball. It's just passing it back and forth. Not quite enough control on the ball, but the guy regained control. Regained possession there. It's number 11 for King Cole has the ball. She passed over number 33. And that goes to 21, back to 11. And DeWitt to set up a play. 11's moving in. It's passed it to Wheeler. Wheeler shoots at the top of the key. Doesn't quite make it. And the Sandpoint Eagles have the ball. They're bringing it down. That's number 34. That's possession number right now. Pass it to 45. She's up. Not quite. No good. The rookies got possession of the ball. Number 11 has it right now across the half court. Right to the top of the key. And then she passes it to Wheeler. Wheeler's just moving the ball around. Passes it to back to 11. She's talking to the guy. Anyway, she's up. A magnificent pass to number 21 for King Cove, and she shot it and missed. Went out of bounds, and the Sandpoint Eagles have possession once again, being brought down right across the half court by number 45. And she's up with it at half court. Oh, it went in and almost went in. Went in and out. That was just about a half court shot.
Oh, yeah, she was between the Eagles and the top of the key, it went in. We had a jump ball as they went for the rebound, and this time possession went back to the rookies. Candace is bringing the ball up. Nice to see a great mix on the floor. We got a couple of younger players in for the rookies, getting some game time here. Shauna Wheeler from the three-point line just hits the rim, backs up, going to get the ball right side of the key, takes another shot, puts it in, can't quite miss it, passes it forward, picked off on the lob there by number 41. And we're back right at it with the rookies, and Kaylee Calver has got the ball back over. Number 33 there is on the court. Haven't been here for a while, but Cameron's got the ball, working back with Shauna Wheeler. And Candace Mack has the ball. Shauna has too much power on that. Side up, ball loose. Last tap, though, by Savannah. And back to the rookies it goes.
Well, rookies still have possession, it looks like. The Eagles have knocked it out of bounds. It was a loose ball. Bad pass by Shauna Wheeler. Now 27 is thrown into number 11 for the rookies. And she's bringing it past half court. Bringing it to the top, not quite the top of the key. Pass it to number 11 in the key. Over to number... Oh, foul was called? Not sure exactly what happened on that. It was following the ball. Looks like it happened somewhere else in the court. Here we go.
We have number 35, Michaela McCallum, at the foul line there for the rookie. She's got the ball. She's up off the front of the rim just ever so slightly. So we've got another substitution coming in. Looks like Marissa is coming in for the Eagles, and Madison's going to take a little breather. And Michaela has one more shot to go here. One of the fine seniors on the rookies team. Michaela has the ball. She's set. She's up. She shoots back of the rim. Rebound picked up by Don Tezza. She's working up the right side of the court. She comes down. She's got a pick there by Julia. She takes it up to the hoop and makes a nice two-handed layup.
Took it all the way down the court herself, around the defense, and put it up and made it. Very heads-up basketball. Now we have for King Cove, number 11. Passes it over to number 21. 21's up with the ball. Traveling's called, and Sandpoint Eagles have the ball. Waiting to bring it in here. Number 34 is going to throw it in to number 45.
for the Sandpoint Eagles, going across half court right now, up to the top of the key. Pass it back to number 34. Playing the ball back and forth at the top of the key, bringing it down in a little bit. She's up with a long shot. It was deflected by the rookies, and they have possession. Bringing it back down to the other side of the court. Passes it to number 21, and back to 11. And back passes it in to number 35, but she misses. And the ball goes out of bounds. And it looks like that's not what happened. Catch it! I missed it.
Yeah, we had a pushing foul there, and great exchange. So Michaela was down under the basket, got a wide open, and she was given the ball. She banged her shot. We had a pushing foul there going on, and she gets another shot because she made the first one.
I like the form what you shot.
She's not a standard 2 foot plant and jump. She takes that right foot, makes a little step forward. She stands back from the line about two paces and. Kind of reminds me of a place kicker in football. But,
exactly.
But she's got a rhythm. She made the first one, missed the second one. That brings our score. The Sandpoint Eagles 9 and the King Cove Rookies 28. And we're down to 3 minutes and 25 seconds left in this game.
Okay, it looks like King Cove's got possession of the ball. They're bringing it. Oh, that was a traveling call or something. I'm just not seeing these calls. There we go. Anyway, Eagles have the ball. They're bringing it from out of bounds.
Well, I think we had a step from behind from the rookies because the ball went from the rookies back over to the Eagles. Dantez is working the ball. She made a bounce pass to Laney, but Laney couldn't quite get up to the step, and it went back, and it's back to the rookies. Candace and Newman are bringing the ball up the floor. Candace has control. She's bringing the top of the key, calling some plays. Chanel Newman's got the ball, working the right side of the key. Backcourt to midline there to Michaela. Takes a shot off the rim. Backcourt picked up by number 15, Mary Lee. Little struggle on the floor there between Mary Lee and Dantezza. Both of them eighth graders. Working hard on the floor back there. Side out goes to the rookies. Candace throws it in. Picked up by number 21, Chanel Newman.
Oh, nice.
Excuse me, that was actually picked up by Peyton Lee. Takes a shot, misses the ball, brings the ball down to court with Julia Johnson there, number 5. Scramble for the ball. We got a scrum going on, and it's picked back up by the rookie. She stops over the line, has the ball. Kind of lost her idea mid-stroke there. Should have just kept traveling with the ball, and she would have been fine. But because of that, we got her over and back. She stepped over the line, and then when she passed it back to Candace behind the line.
Yeah, you can't do that one. You can't go over and back. Number 34 for the Eagles has the ball. She's trying to bring it in. The defense from the rookies is just phenomenal. It was knocked out loose.
Scramble on the floor. We got another
very
tough
good
ball.
Scramble.
And it looks like it's going to be side-out Eagles. And we have Rosie Holmberg bringing the ball in. Gets it back to Dantezza at the top of the key. We're down to 2 minutes, 25 seconds left to go. Dantezza working the right side. Had a nice pick by number 23, Savannah Morris. Little non-shooting foul going there. Blocked up by the rookies. And Dantezza has the ball. She's trying to get it in. Back over to Laney. She's working back towards the top. She's set. She shoots. She gets in front of the rim. Picked back up. Ball's loose, scramble going on, picked back up by number 15 for the rookies. Mary Lee, she gets it back to Candace Mack, and Mack walks the ball up the floor. Switches it back over there to number 21, Peyton Lee. Change of direction. Looks like we had a little traveling going on there.
Yeah, traveling call.
On the fouls. Okay, another substitution. Madison's coming in for the Eagles, and out goes for a little rest there. Number 23, Susanna Morris.
41 is bringing the ball down court for Sandpoint Eagles. Pass to 55, almost out of bounds, but she shoots it, almost goes in, but it went over the hoop instead. Looked like it was in line to do it. Now we got the rookies have the ball. They're bringing it back down with their number 11 and taking it right about to half court, just passing half court right now. And the ball goes to number 13, and it's up for the Eagles and missed. I mean, for the rookies, the Eagles have the ball right now for number 34. She's bouncing it back, just dribbling back and forth, waiting for an opportunity. And she's up with it, and it was deflected
and picked up by number 21.
Great defensive move by Mary Lee.
There. Very good defense.
She really got the hands in the way of Don Tezza and couldn't quite get up over the top of the hill. We're down to 1 minute and 10 seconds left to play. Candace has the ball. She's waiting for her team to kind of get set. Of course, they have a very comfortable lead. The score is 9-28 in favor of the rookies. Candace is working the ball. They got a lot of young players on the floor there. We got a nice pass, but unfortunately stolen and lost the ball. Of course, Candace didn't quite have her feet set, so she was going to be charged for a blocking foul against Don Tezza, but it's not a shooting foul, but a side out for the Eagles. We're down to 53 seconds left to play. We got... But, you know, as much as Candace hustles, she may have got called for that blocking foul, but she was right there and deflected the ball out on the side in again. So the Eagles are having a tough time getting this ball back in play to wrap this game up with the last 52 seconds to go. Don Tezza has the ball. She's looking for some help. She gets it over to Laney. Laney's at the top of the key. Moving around to the right side. She's set. She jumps, hits the rim, comes down. Ball is picked up by number 11, Rosie Holmberg, and she is fouled as she comes off the ball.
Yes, but some real heads-up ball here, the Eagles do to tie the score up. We got 45 seconds left, and they're down about 19 points. So Sandpoint Eagles was up with the ball, and again, a whistle was called.
Smart play there by Don Tezza. She's right underneath the basket. She gets the ball on the side end. She knows she's in a bad angle, but she goes up and lets go of the ball. She gets fouled.
That was it.
And she's back at the free throw line. She's got control of the ball. She's set. She's up. Nice spin and a swish all the way through. Nice touch, giving those girls hope as they're moving through to the end of this period. Don Tezza, another one of the fine eighth graders on the floor between both teams. She sets up off the front, backside of the rim. Rebound picked up, pushed over to Candace Mack. She's bringing the ball up. We're down to the last 35 seconds here. Candace has the ball. They're working hard. The Eagles have great defense. They still got a lot of hustle on the floor. Cross-court pass to number 15. She's got it. Mary Lee has the ball. Passes back up the top to Candace. Candace is driving down the side. She comes across the top of the key. Pushes it back to Peyton Lee. Peyton Lee back over to Candace. Candace takes it from the right side. Drives it in. Pushes it back out. Peyton's got it. She's back to Candace. Candace has the ball. She's looking. We're down to the last 10 seconds, folks. Here we go. Candace has the ball. Drives down to the side. Fed out. Fed back in. And Candace Mack takes a nice inside post, takes it off the rack, puts it in, and we are down to the end of the game. The final score, ladies and gentlemen, the King Cove Rookies 30, the Sandpoint Eagles 10.
I guess they call that an even game because they end up with even numbers. That's about the only thing I can say here. Again, it was some really good basketball. I have yet to see some good ladies basketball. It's been quite a while. I think some of the best that I've ever seen in my whole life. It's about 20 years ago I got a chance to see University of Washington's lady basketball team, and they were just absolutely phenomenal. They were just extremely tough, both offense and defense, and I was really amazed. And like when I was in high school, we didn't really have programs for athletics for ladies. I think gymnastics is all that was done, and now it's exploded, and I really like to see that. Sports are... definitely a big part of our culture and should be propagated on both sexes in our school systems.
Well, just to carry on, I know the boys are getting ready to fire it up over there in King Cove for their match. I should let everybody know in Radio Land that the game is over. The team shook hands, and I'm proud to say that the medics were not called to take anybody home. All the players who got bumped and banged and bruised along the way are up shaking hands with each other. Good resources going back and forth. Looks like the weather is going to cooperate to get these respective teams back to their home for the night. So I think at this point, don't forget, we got the boys are coming up on the out of King Cove. This is Pastor Scott.
Howdy, Pastor Scott.
KSDPA, and we're going to hand this back to Virgil.
Hey, one more time.
Great day for KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. And, Virgil, we'll give it back to you, so it's all yours.
Can I get the score one more time for you, gentlemen?
You bet. Final score in Sandpoint. The King Cove Rookies 30, the Sandpoint Eagles 10.